Priest, Herman said he envisioned you getting maybe 15, 20 touches on Sunday. Is that about what you think he can handle?
I don't think it's necessarily what I can handle. My goal is to get in the game and get the offense moving and scoring some points. So whether we do that in the first 8 plays or we do that over the next 18 plays, it really won't matter to me. I'm in it in order to get a W and to help the team get a victory. So in terms of what I'll be able to handle, I think it's just going to be a progression as the game goes on.
Do you ever think you'd be in this position again?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's so many wacky things that go on in the league, and, you know, I've definitely experienced several of the type of things that go on where an athlete goes down with an injury, and then it's a day-to-day situation with that injury, and then the next guy has to step in. For me, it came at an opportune time where I was getting back in shape, and, you know, I think that I've done everything I can that's in my reach in order to get back on the field, and that's doing the two-a-days and coming to work early in the morning and doing the workouts, and lo and behold, an opportunity has arisen.
Priest, how do you feel physically compared to a few years ago?
I think I'm in a lot better shape. Several reasons. I just think that just mentally I've grown as a person. As a football player, I've grown. And then also the things that are outside of the game of football, such as life and family and things of that nature, and looking a lot more into the future of what you would want to become and do, you know, as far as just being able to give back to the community. So I've grown in a lot of ways. I think that with that said, it's going to help me as a football player also, because it just gives me a greater appreciation for what I'm doing here. And, you know, knowing that, you know, like they always say, you never know when your last snap will be, so you definitely got to play hard and play smart.
Priest, you've played these guys a lot in years past. This year they changed defensive schemes, and they're now last in the league against the rush. When you look at film, what do you see that's different from what you're used to in the past?
Well, there's just definitely a lot of different numbers, uniform numbers, different faces. The game really has changed in the last 2 years in terms of different players that are becoming successful and making a name for themselves. And when you look at the Denver Broncos, you see a lot of different faces. You see guys that now, as you've seen in other with other teams, are now playing for the Denver Broncos. So it'll be exciting to see exactly what type of defense that they bring and what type of impact they'll have. But we're definitely preparing ourselves in order to take control of the AFC title that we have right now. And, you know, I think that's the most important thing we can focus on.
Priest, I'm sure a lot of people are curious, you know, what you're going to do, you know, being a starter again. What do you expect? I mean, you expect to come back, have a 100-yard game this week? What do you expect?
Well, I think, like, the first week in Oakland, you know, they asked me what I expected, and I said I either get hit, make a good play, or you make a first down, and a couple of those things I did. I got hit the very first play of the game that I was in there, and then towards the end I was able to pick up a first down. So I think it'll be much of the same, you know, but definitely our goal offensively is just to get that 4 yards and to keep the chains moving. So, you know, that's really my goal and my mind frame right now.
Do you think you can be the guy that you were before the injury?
No, I'm not so much trying to be that guy that I was before the injury, you know, because he, you know, when you speak in terms of the past like that, he definitely I accomplished a lot of great things at that time. I think that right now there's just so much more that I'll be able to accomplish in different ways. You know, to some it may not look as such because of the accolades and, you know, not being in that starting position or that starting role in order to accumulate those yards and those touchdowns. But I think in terms of being here and inspiring the younger players that we have on this team and then showing them that regardless of whatever you have to go through, you definitely can bounce back.
Priest, I think the last time you started, the AFC West was considered one of the strongest, if not the strongest, divisions in the league. You're 4-4 and you're in first place. What's changed, do you think?
Well, I think as far as being competitive and teams now realizing that definitely Larry Johnson is definitely a force in the league as far as in the running game, and that, you know, they've really had to really plot and plan and scheme to definitely try to get him out of his A game. But at the same time, it's across the division. You know, there's lots of guys. Even you look at LaDainian, he's had some good games even this season, but there's also been some down times, downsides to his playing also. So it's just a matter of guys just realizing and focusing on the strengths of players and then trying to capitalize when they can.
Reese, when did you really decide you were going to try and come back again?
The first, I guess, inkling as far as having any type of desire, it didn't rise until this past July. It was around the 29th of June. We actually had a 2-day camp in San Antonio, which we have annually. out there with the young people and helping them out and doing drills and signing autographs and taking pictures. On the second day, we did an interview. And then on that following, after that Saturday on Sunday, one of the news stations back home had aired basically what am I going to do for this 07 season. And they actually had a number of runs from previous years that they used as a little clip before they went into the story. And I actually kind of caught me off guard because I was sitting at the house with some family and friends, and then I happened to see that, and I couldn't even believe that I had made certain touchdowns the way that I did. And, you know, it really just brought back that feeling, that desire to want to do that type of stuff again. And that's basically what happened on that day. And then about a month later, I ended up talking with Denny Thum and Carl Peterson, and you know, the one thing they asked me is, are you ready to retire? We might be able to put you in the, with the retirement ceremony with Will Shield in Green Bay. And I looked at them and I said, no, I don't think I'm ready to retire. I think I'm going to come back and play. You know, they looked at me and they said, are you sure? You know, because I hadn't worked out, you know, in those 22 months just because of what doctors had prescribed it being the best thing, as less is best. But it really caught some people off guard, you know, because of the absence. But I think that at the same time, you know, I put a lot of work into to being a professional, not so much just a football player, but being a professional. And it's afforded me the opportunity to come back and return.
So when was your retirement ceremony going to be?
Well, it wasn't so much my retirement ceremony. There was something already in place for Will Shields, which we just had this past Sunday, and it was his retirement ceremony during the Green Bay game at halftime. And they'd asked me that since they were doing that, would that be a time that I would like to join in? And, you know, without them not necessarily knowing what my decision would be, because of the fact that, you know, I had made a decision, you know, really, it may have caught them off guard, but at the same time, you know, that retirement ceremony was more for Will Shields, and it was just a matter of an opportunity if I wanted to take advantage of it, but I chose not to. I'm going to need one more question, and then I'm going to have to get out of here.
Priest, what is your excitement level going to this game, you know, compared to, like, you know, your first start in the NFL or some other big games you've played?
You said, what is my assignment level?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what's your feeling going into this? Like nervousness, exciting?
Oh, well, no nervousness. I think a lot of that escaped and exited after the Oakland game, you know, because of all the anticipation and, you know, just wanting to get on the field and that first carry and, you know, what is it going to feel like, you know, and, you know, it was exciting. It really was. And it had to do it there against a rivalry, you know, like the Oakland Raiders with the history that it stands between Kansas City and Chiefs and the Oakland Raiders. It was exciting. But, you know, this game, it's one of more where it's now I can just focus on doing the right things. And that's assignment, alignment, and technique. You know, that's all I'm worried about. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Pete.